every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Well, 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 this is an interesting development. It comes to technology, and a whole lot of people be listening and saying, oh, no, not more technology. I'm overwhelmed with technology already. Well, this one, you won't have to understand it because you won't be in charge of it. Have a listen to this. It reads, in a timely pre-wet season announcement, the LNP have promised to install 10 state-of-the-art emergency communications units from Karanda to Hopevale if they win government later this month. This is interesting because it's been developed locally. This is amazing, actually. Developed by Smithfield-based tech firm Airbridge Networks. The mobile Airbridge Resilient Network Infrastructure, or ARNI, A-R-N-I, units use satellite technology. Now, that enables emergency services and the community to maintain connectivity when the telephones are down, the power's down, and the internet goes down during and after natural disasters. This is heaven sent. This is heaven sent, and it's made by a local developer. This is just amazing, especially, I mean, for cyclone-prone areas like us. This is manna from heaven. Look, I won't come on with the details of it. This, I've only learned about it about 3.5 minutes ago. But I understand that a newly elected state member for the seat of Barron River for the LNP, Bree James, is not so much across all the technology, but she's certainly across the announcement of it and can take us a few steps down the road towards this wonderful invention for North Queensland. Bree, good morning.
Good morning.
It's almost...
Yes, it is amazing.
It's almost too good to be true, Bree, isn't it? I mean, everything else is down, the power's down, nothing's working, but you can still stay in contact.
I know, and it's a most fascinating story. Literally, I was up in Speewa because the community up there loses power and then they lose their internet connectivity within an hour, and then they've got no internet sometimes for days. And you can imagine how much that wreaks havoc, you know, with the small businesses up there not being able to sell fuel and all sorts of things. So I was doing a bit of a community forum and Dougie turned up and he told me about this technology that he'd built, and he actually lives in Speewa, and I'm like, where have you been? But, you know, he supplies them all over Australia, but he hasn't got many in Queensland, which is just fascinating to me. So the more that we spoke, the more I found out about his incredible business that's based in Smithfield, and the more I said, we need these for our community. So, yes, the LNP have committed to 10 of these devices, which, you know, we always get warning when a cyclone is coming. So 10 of these devices, they're big trailers. They're amazing trailers that have everything that you need on them. And they are all self-powered. So even if the power goes out, they've got their own generators on there, but they've also got their own solar panels on there. And basically we can have comms back up in a matter of an hour. And it's just incredible. So it's got a first aid kit on there. It's got a defibrillator on there, fire extinguishers, everything, you know, in an emergency that you need. Because what I found in particular, you know, after Cyclone Jasper and the floods, you know, in Mason's Beach, I was helping people there and you had no phone reception. All the comms were gone. In Holloway's Beach, all of the emergency services could hardly use their phones. There was no internet. So that was what made a tough situation even tougher, was losing all that communication in the community. And it was like that for weeks. So that's why David Kempton and I went, you know what, we need devices like this that can be deployed into these areas in advance or even after a disaster so that we can get communications up and running straight away, not only for the emergency services and the SES and all of those important people, but also for the community as well.
So everyday people will be able to tap into this?
Yes. Look, it depends. You know, they add extra nodes and things like that. So, but he supplies these devices to massive sporting events and concerts. So, you know, when you go to a concert and all of a sudden you can't get, you know, there's too many people in one place for the internet. So all over Australia, he supplies this technology to boost big sporting events. We can always add more people to it by the thousand. So it does have, you know, its limits, but I'm no tech genius, so you're better off talking to Dougie about that. But They're incredible trailers. You know, they're built so that any four-wheel drive can drive them into an area and basically be deployed so that we get communications back up and running again.
Airbridge Resilient Network Infrastructure, or ARNI, ARNI obviously. Now, it says here Airbridge Network's founder and managing director, Doug Stevens, is a far north Queensland local. This is just remarkable. Do you know much more about Doug?
He's amazing. So, you know, he is just so passionate about this region and about communications. And, you know, the fact that he is in Speewah running this massive business across Australia from Little Speewah is just such a great story and in far north Queensland. So the LNP, you know, we back small business. And to be able to support a small business like this that's going to help our community in these times is just, it makes my heart sing. This is why I'm here. This is the sort of thing that I go, you know what, this is why I'm doing this role, is to help small businesses like this, but also help the community. It's just a triple win, really.
Mm. So it's already been, a $1.5 million investment. Gee, that's cheap at half the price, isn't it? I mean, that's incredible when you get that sort of technology. But that's already been ordered, has it, by your government?
Yeah, we're in the process of finalising it. We're trying to get a couple organised before the wet season.
Yes.
You know, we only got sworn in last week, so we're doing the best we can. I would love a couple on the ground before this this wet season, but we're just going to have to wait and see. You know, the wheels of government don't move as fast as small business owners. So, you know, we will get there, though. But it's a commitment we have made, and it's one that we want to implement as soon as possible.
Now, don't go away. We've had, a challenging morning when it comes to law and order. This obscenity is the word I would fit to this when it comes to juvenile behaviour. This was, I'll cut to the chase, 7 teenagers, 3 boys, 4 girls, between 13 years and 16 years of age, arrested Saturday and Sunday, charged theft and the use of the vehicle they'd stolen. But one of the boys, a 16-year-old, charged with 4 counts armed robbery, allegedly breaking into several units at a Smithfield residential facility. Early hours Saturday, the victims, aged between 71 and 90 years of age, were allegedly assaulted and robbed. Now, this is at a time when we're sweating on changes in what we have to endure here in North Queensland. You've got David Crisafulli saying by Christmas these laws will be modified. We've now got information out there that we in North Queensland, the most prolific young offenders are concentrated here in North Queensland, according to new data. We suffer more than anybody else in Queensland up here. So David Crisafulli's introduction of these tough new laws can't come quickly enough.
There'll be laws by the end of the week. We are here. This is our first order of business this week in Parliament. I'm here in Brisbane right now, is to increase these laws and bring in adult time for adult crimes, because far north Queensland in particular, we're sick to death of it. These kids knowing that they can get away with these terrible acts on our innocent residents. It's just, it's enough is enough. We've all had a gutful of it. So these will be laws by the end of, you know, we're pushing it through Parliament this week.
Gee, this is encouraging. We better stay in touch, actually. Big developments. And George, to his credit, came on this morning and said, I've just had a gutful of these people. Said, oh, this is cruel. Oh, the Crisafulli government should be prosecuted by United Nations or whatever. He said, give us a break. You know, we're living cowering in our homes, for God's sake, and you've got people wanting to defend the offenders. The offenders who are fundamentally before the child's court, straight out the door into another stolen car, another break into a house, and confrontations or attacks on the residents. For God's sake, give us a break, these people saying, oh, how dare the Premier of Queensland introduce such tough measures. Long overdue. Bree, good to talk to you today. We'll do it again very, very soon.
Thank you very much, and definitely we'll stay tuned in regards to this, but, you know, it's going to be laws by Christmas. That's what we promised.
Wonderful. Thank you, Bree. That's Bree James, the state member for the seat of Barron River for the LNP.